Good morning, Connor. How you going, mate?
Good, guys. How are we?
We are great,
You're
Connor.
You're free from the bubble, Connor.
Yes, I'm literally just went for my first swim in about a month down at the beach. So,
ooh, how's the temp?
Amazing this morning. Yeah. Good.
It'd be nice and warm.
How are you guys?
Mate, we're good. We're just still in New South Wales, you know, COVID-ridden state it is.
Yeah, getting lumped in with all the other hotspots sort of thing. Borders are closed. Holidays have been cancelled. But hey, it's fine.
Right. We can just shift the border of Queensland just temporarily.
Yes.
Down to kind of Gosford.
Down at Newcastle.
Yeah,
down
to Newcastle. We cut it off at Newcastle. See you later. Yeah,
100%. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. Now, mate, look, let's get serious for a sec. After the weekend's loss, it looks as though the season is kind of in the balance as far as finals hopes goes. What's the chat behind the scenes?
Yeah, just that I guess we're sort of playing for our season now. Like the next couple of weeks are really crucial for us, and they're games that we have to win if we're to stay in contention. We're lucky in a sense that, and I've spoken about this before, that the teams above us, I guess in 7th and 8th spot, haven't really made like too much of a leap on us.
Yeah.
So
still only a game behind.
That logjam there in the middle is, you know, there's a lot of teams really close to each other. So if we can just string a couple good games together and you know, finish out the year with a few wins, then, you know, we're every chance of making it.
Yeah. So Bradman Best looks like he's playing this weekend, which is awesome for us. Now, is Piercy back?
Not sure about Piercy. Bradman's definitely back. He trained really well this week. Piercy's sort of been off to the side doing his own stuff, but we've got captain's run tomorrow, so we'll know after then.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Gagai looks like he might be returning. That's pretty exciting times. How's that all going to come about?
Yeah, that's what the rumours are saying.
Yeah.
No, it'd be good. You know, he's an awesome player. Obviously, a Queensland origin talent. And, you know, I know Gags has a house here in Newcastle and he loves the city of Newcastle. You run into him a lot, like on bye weekends, he's always back here. So the move makes sense for us, it makes sense for him. And, if he's to come up here, we're really excited to have him.
Well, speaking of deals, Connor, I don't want to lose you, buddy. But the CEO's come out, Phil Gunder, and says that your deal that they're offering is take it or leave it. Are we any closer with that? How are we going with it?
Not at the moment. I was like managing myself essentially for the start of it. And then when things sort of went a little bit cold there, I've acquired the services of just an agent to sort of help me out at the moment. So he's sort of doing all the work behind the scenes with that. So hopefully we should know in the next couple of weeks. I don't want to leave it too much longer.
Mm. Yeah,
we get towards the back end of the season and, you know, the Knights want to know what I'm doing. And then I guess other clubs like want to be able to finalize their list. So, it won't be too far away. I'm saying probably in the next couple of weeks we'll know what I'm doing. So, yeah, I'm not exactly sure yet. I haven't made my mind up at all. I'd love to say I've always said that, but we just have to see how it goes.
And how does it feel like, through no fault of yours or any member of the Knights, this kind of plays out in public, like the back and forward of how the negotiations are going, them saying take it or leave it, you saying, you know, it's not where it's at. How does that feel to have something that, for most people, job negotiations are pretty private, being played out in the public eye?
Yeah, it is a bit weird. It's hard because you want to be honest to the media when you give answers, and then, but sometimes, you know, they can take sort of different snippets of what you've said and make it out to seem like, you know, a completely different story. I understand that. So it's sort of it's not anything personal. Like the club has a job to do. They've got to, you know, try and get me as cheap as they can. And then the alternative is for me, I've got a job to do for my future as well and to be financially secure as well. So, that's all understanding. It's just part of the territory, you know. Unfortunately, sometimes it does play out in the media, but It doesn't really affect me too much. It's more I'll get phone calls from my mum.
Did Phil Garner really take my name? Give me his phone number. I'll give him a call.
Do you have an agent yet, Connor?
Yeah.
Put him in the freezer.
Yeah, when you say you've acquired the services of an agent, has mum stepped up and been like, right, give it to me. It's not happening fast enough.
Mum's doing it. Nah, I've got someone. Okay. So he's been good. But, yeah. No, that's the only thing. It doesn't bother me. Like, it is what it is. But, just when your family, like, sort of read stuff, that they might get a little bit, you know, they don't understand that it's just, like, a business thing. So
yeah, protective. So, yeah. Protect of their boy.
Absolutely.
You know, I get protective of you, Connor. You're trying to do what's best for our future as well, like you and me, you know.
Yeah, me and you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We should pass a hat around the office.
Yeah.
Try and get a little bit on top of the
It's for the Connor and Darko Foundation for us. Connor, before we let you go, mate, obviously you've just been in 2 weeks quarantine with all the players, very close together. Any funny little pranks you're playing on each other? Massive ringworms going around. What's happening?
Nah, the ringworms, I think, died with us in Newcastle, so maybe it's a training facility down there.
Okay, we'll do a deep clean whilst you boys are away.
Yeah, we need to get that done. And then up here, I mean, a few boys are sort of, what they were doing was last night, one of them, so everyone sort of was leaving the back doors open because there was no other guests in here. It was just all like different teams. So they would knock on the front door, and then as the lad would go to check the front door, the other one would sneak in the back door, and then so he would knock and run, and then he'd have the phone behind him, and then as he turned around, he'd be there scaring the shit out, the hell out of him.
Classic gags. Great. Scare cam. We love a scare cam.
That is pretty funny. We'll go well this weekend, mate. Of course, playing at Suncorp on Saturday against the Raiders. It is a huge game. They're finding some form as well. So, you know, go out there, do us proud, and we'll all be watching.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Miss you.
Miss you too. Miss you all.
Oh, thanks, mate.
We know you're not talking to us.
Yeah. We know you're talking, mate.